Nick Leeson，
尼克·里森。Recoup， 补偿。Average， 平均指数。Materialize， 实现。Gravity， 重力。
Leeson attempted to recoup his losses by making a series of increasingly risky new investments. This time,betting that the Nikkei stock average would make a rapid recovery. But the recovery failed to materialize, and he succeeded only in digging a deeper hole. Realizing the gravity of the situation, Leeson left a note reading, "I'm sorry," and fled. Losses eventually reached 827 million pounds,$1.4 billion at then prevailing exchange rates, twice the bank's available trading capital. This led to the bank's collapse.
Leeson 为了补偿损失，又进行了一系列风险极高的新投资。这次，他又笃定日经股价指数会迅速的回升，但指数的回升并不能让李森套现，因此李森此举的最终结果只是给自己挖了一个更深的坑。李森意识到了局面已经不可挽回，于是留下了一张写着对不起的便条后潜逃。他所造成的损失惨重，总计达8亿2700万英镑，按当时的汇率来计算是14亿美元，是银行可用商业资本总额的两倍，这导致了巴林银行最终的破产。
Leeson attempted to recoup his losses by making a series of increasingly risky new investments.
李森为了补偿损失，又进行了一系列风险极高的新投资。
This time,betting that the Nikkei stock average would make a rapid recovery.
这次他又笃定日经股价指数会迅速的回升。
But the recovery failed to materialize.
但指数的回升并不能让李森套现。
And he succeeded only in digging a deeper hole.
因此李森此举的最终结果只是给自己挖了一个更深的坑。
Realizing the gravity of the situation, Leeson left a note reading, "I'm sorry," and fled.
Leeson 意识到了局面已经不可挽回，于是留下了一张写着对不起的便条后潜逃。
Losses eventually reached 827 million pounds.
他所造成的损失惨重，总计达8亿2700万英镑。
$1.4 billion at then prevailing exchange rates.
按当时的汇率来计算，是14亿美元。
Twice the bank's available trading capital.
是银行可用商业资本总额的两倍。
This led to the bank's collapse.
这导致了巴林银行最终的破产。Recoup， 补偿。比如说 I shall recoup your losses， 我将补偿你的损失，这个词也有报销费用的意思。例如 I shall recoup my traveling expenses from my employers， 意思就是我将在雇主那儿报销我的旅行费用。 Average， 平均数，平均水平。 Stock average 是一个专门词汇，就是指股指的意思。 Materialize， 实现，相当于 come into being， 成为现实。 不过在这里 materialize 是指将股票兑现。 gravity 地心引力，文中的 the gravity of the situation 是形容整个事情已经不可挽回，就像一个物体在空中受地心引力的影响笔直往下掉一样，写得相当生动。Authorization 授权， Charge 指控， Deceive 欺诈， Scale 规模， Blame 责备， Deficient 有缺陷的。
After fleeing to Malaysia, Brunei, and finally Germany, Lee Sun was arrested and extradited back to Singapore on March 2, 1995. While he had authorization for the January 16th short straddle, he was charged with fraud for deceiving his superiors about the riskiness of his activities and the scale of his losses.Although some observers, and Lee Sun himself, have placed much of the blame on the bank's own deficient internal auditing and risk management practices.
李森先后逃到了马来西亚、文莱，最后在德国被捕，并于1995年3月2号引渡回了新加坡。虽然李森是获得了授权才进行1月16号那次空头跨市套利交易的，但他仍然被控告欺诈，指控其在交易的风险性和损失的规模上欺骗了其上级。但是一些观察家，包括李森本人，都认为主要的责任还在于银行本身不完善的内部审核和风险管理机制。
After fleeing to Malaysia, Brunei, and finally Germany, Lee Sun was arrested and extradited back to Singapore on March 2, 1995.
李森先后逃到了马来西亚、文莱，最后在德国被捕，并于1995年3月2号引渡回了新加坡。
While he had authorization for the January 16th short straddle,He was charged with fraud for deceiving his superiors about the riskiness of his activities and the scale of his losses.
虽然李森是获得了授权才进行1月16号那次空头跨市套利交易的，但他仍然被控告欺诈，指控其在交易的风险性和损失的规模上欺骗了其上级。
Although some observers and Lee Sun himselfhave placed much of the blame on the bank's own deficient internal auditing and risk management practices.
但是一些观察家，包括李森本人，都认为主要的责任还在于银行本身不完善的内部审核和风险管理机制。Authorization 授权认可，比如说销售许可 Sales authorization。 来看一个例句， Do you have authorization for this expenditure? 你有此项开支的授权吗？ Charge 指控，控诉。 Be charged with 意思是被指控为什么罪名，比如说 He was charged with stealing， 他被控犯有偷窃行为。Deceive 相当于 cheat， 比如说 I deceived him and he found it out， 我欺骗了他而他发觉了。 Deceive somebody into doing something 是一个常用的片语，表示欺骗某人做某事。 He deceived me into giving all my money to him， 他骗得我把所有的钱都给了他。 scale, 规模、大小的意思。比如说 ,Can you imagine the scale of the universe? 意思就是你可以想象出宇宙有多大吗？大规模的我们可以用词组 on a big scale, 小规模就是 on a small scale。例如 ,They are preparing for war on a large scale。他们正在大规模的备战。Place blame on, 归咎于。比如说 ,They have placed blame on me. 他们已经归咎于我。Blame 这个词本身也可以表示责难、责备的意思。Place something on somebody, 把什么怪到谁的头上。比如说 ,They blame the failure of the plan on our partner.他们把计划的失败都怪到了他们搭档的身上。Deficient, 不足的，相当于 not enough。如果我们说缺乏，常常说 deficient in。例如 ,the newcomers are always deficient in experience。新来的人总是缺乏经验。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
Leeson attempted to recoup his losses by making a series of increasingly risky new investments. This time, betting that the Nikkei stock average would make a rapid recovery. But the recovery failed to materialize, and he succeeded only in digging a deeper hole. Realizing the gravity of the situation, Leeson left a note reading,I'm sorry, and fled. Losses eventually reached 827 million pounds, $1.4 billion at then prevailing exchange rates, twice the bank's available trading capital. This led to the bank's collapse. After fleeing to Malaysia, Brunei, and finally Germany,Leeson was arrested and extradited back to Singapore on March 2, 1995, while he had authorization for the January 16th short straddle, he was charged with fraud for deceiving his superiors about the riskiness of his activities and the scale of his losses. Although some observers and Leeson himselfhave placed much of the blame on the bank's own deficient internal auditing and risk management practices.
好了，今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。